Welcome back to Coach Speak, brought to you by Carl Otto of Webster City here on 95.7 KQWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas back here to wrap up our program on this Monday evening. We're talking with the head baseball coach of the Rolling Story Norsemen, Chris Hill, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Quinn.
So as we take a look, your Norsemen are off to a very, very good start to this 2025 season, a 6-2 record. Your only two losses have come to 4A competition. You lost the opening game of a doubleheader with Des Moines East back on May 21st, and then you lost to, obviously, a perennial powerhouse in Johnston on Saturday, 10-0. But in between, you know, all six wins, your team has managed to put up double-digit runs. Most of the time, the pitching staff has looked fantastic to start the season. Just, you know, overall, what would you assess be of your team through these first couple of weeks?
Yeah, I'd say it's been a good start to the season. Obviously, still very early, but it's the thing that stood out has been for most of the games has been the offensive output that we've had. That's been a nice surprise. You know, as always, we are kind of a defensive minded first, and if we can be offensive, then we're definitely going to be, but we want to be able to make sure that we're throwing strikes and making plays. And so far for most games, we have been able to, but it's bit us a couple times.
And looking at, you know, you talk about that offensive production, a couple of young guys have really stepped up and really been able to put the barrel on the ball here early on in the year. Cooper Triggs, who I know missed a lot of time last year with an injury, he is off to a strong start. Nathan Fry is off to a strong start as well, just to name a couple of guys on the offensive end that have played really well so far. And just, you know, from their jump from their seasons last year, both of them really kind of first-time varsity kids to now playing a lot more here as sophomores, and, you know, having a lot bigger roles as sophomores. What have you seen from them?
Yeah, and you're absolutely right on Cooper. He missed a good chunk of last year with the broken thumb. But he and Aiden are two examples of guys that have put a lot of time in. They're in working their tail off in the off season. They spend a lot of time down at the facility at 3T's getting work in, and it's really nice to see that paying off for them. We were in an unfortunate spot a couple years ago where we didn't have a ton of depth and we had to rely on a lot of eighth graders. And those were a couple of them that got relied on. And, you know, it's a struggle when you come in and you're expected to produce at a varsity level, as an eighth grader and even as a freshman. So, you know, they've been through it. A couple years. It's nice to see them have that early success. I you know, obviously we want to continue with that and continue to push on. But you know, they're two guys that really deserve it. I know Aiden, I think is if he's not, William probably is leading us in batting average, but Aiden's right there. I know he's only struck out two times, which is absolutely fantastic. Cooper, again, leading our team in RBIs right now, and he was doing the exact same thing last year before he broke his thumb. So It's good to see those two have the success that they're having right now because they definitely put the time into it.
And looking at that defensive / pitching aspect, you got a couple of young arms that are just off to phenomenal starts in Colin Willis and Braden Wallace. And Wallace was obviously an addition to the team, wasn't on the roster last year, moved into the district, I know. And Willis, as a freshman, has really gotten off to a good start on the bump. And those two in particular, you know, what have you seen from them that has allowed them to be so successful on the mound to start the season?
Yep. Again, another example of two kids that have put a lot of time in. I mean, we started this process back in January of getting in, getting thrown in, building up, and those are again two guys that have put a lot of time in. So it's not like those two have just shown up in May and all of a sudden having success. It's something they've been working on. Colin was a big part of our staff last year as well. Braden, yes, is an addition this year to our roster, and he's filling a void in the pitching staff that we definitely needed, and he's coming out and being one of our main guns. Their success on the mound has led to a lot of our success. You know, it's a lot easier to be able to play defense when you know that your guys are coming out and pumping strikes, and those two have been doing that. You know, not to put Hale off to the side on that. I mean, he's been one of our other main arms as well, and he's actually going tonight against Greene County for us. And he's been doing an absolutely fantastic job too. So it's nice to have those three guys that are able to go out and get you quality starts. And then when you have busy weeks like we do now, we're going to be able to test some of our depth with what we have with other guys, and someone else is going to also need to step up. And so I look forward to seeing that too. But those three have been really, really great on the mound for us.
And you talk about that busy weekend, and it is coming up, obviously, starting tonight. You guys, like you mentioned, you're at Greene County. Got a road matchup, a doubleheader with West Marshall, which obviously will have a lot of impact on the conference standings throughout the season coming up on that comes up on Wednesday. Doubleheader at home with Des Moines Lincoln on Thursday, then a road trip to PCM rather on Friday, and then a doubleheader at Staydale that'll open up the week next week. And just, like you said, a very busy stretch coming up. But, you know, what is the thing that you're most more looking forward to about this busy stretch?
Well, I think throughout all classes, 1A, 2A, 3A, 4A, this is where you start to you see shifts with teams of what, and it's the same with college sports as well. You can have preseason expectations of teams, but you just don't know until you get out and get going. I think you're going to start to see a more defining pattern, if you want to call it that, of where our conference is going to stand at the end of this week. I think you're going to get a more defining pattern of where 2A is going to be looking with the the top 16 or whatnot. And so I guess I'd look forward to seeing where we're going to fit in, where our guys, the level of competitiveness our guys are going to have this week, and just see where we're at come Saturday. There's just a lot of opportunity with six games in 5 days. You get a lot of opportunity to see a lot of different guys, and I'm just looking forward to seeing what they do.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck with this week beginning tonight at Greene County.
Yeah, thank you.
Yep, that was Chris Hale, the head baseball coach of the Rolling Story Norseman, wrapping up our program here on this Monday evening on Coach Speak, brought to you by Carl Otto. We'll take you to the top of the hour next on 95.7 FM.